Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Happy Hormone Guide, a Plant-Based Program to Balance Hormones. Increase Energy and Reduce PMS Symptoms by Shannon Leparsky is a health and nutrition guide focused on supporting female hormonal health through diet and lifestyle. Positioned within the wellness and plant-based nutrition category, the book argues that hormonal symptoms are not only medical issues, but also patterns that can be influenced by everyday food choices, cycle awareness, and supportive routines. Leparsky presents herself as a certified hormone specialist and builds the book around a practical framework for women who want a natural, non-pharmaceutical approach to managing menstrual discomfort, fatigue, and general hormone-related imbalance. The book is organized around the menstrual cycle and emphasizes phase-specific eating, making it more structured than a general vegan cookbook. Its purpose is both educational and applied. It explains the basics of female hormones while translating that knowledge into meal ideas and lifestyle habits intended to improve energy and reduce PMS symptoms. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a plant-based model for supporting hormonal balance. The central idea of the book is that plant-based eating can be used as a tool for hormone support rather than only as a general health choice. Leparsky frames whole nutrient-dense foods as a way to reduce inflammatory load, improve digestion, and supply the body with the raw materials needed for hormone production and regulation. This matters because many readers looking for hormone help are not just seeking symptom relief, they want a coherent dietary framework that feels manageable and preventive. The book therefore links food quality to endocrine function in a direct, practical way. Its plant-based emphasis also distinguishes it from many hormone books that center supplements, animal-based protocols, or medical treatment alone. By grounding the program in vegetables, grains, legumes, seeds, and other plant foods, the guide presents hormonal health as something that can be supported daily through ordinary eating patterns rather than extreme restrictions or short-term fixes. Secondly, cycle-specific guidance across the menstrual phases. A major structural feature of the book is its phase-specific approach to the menstrual cycle. Instead of treating hormones as static, the guide recognizes that the menstrual, follicular, ovulatory, and luteal phases have different nutritional and lifestyle needs. This is one of the book's most useful ideas because it turns a vague concept like hormone balance into a sequence of concrete habits that can change across the month. The reader is not asked to follow one rigid diet indefinitely. Instead, the book encourages syncing food choices with hormonal shifts. That makes the method more nuanced and more realistic for women whose symptoms vary by phase. This cycle-based organization also helps explain why the same food or routine may not feel equally supportive at all times. In practical terms, the framework gives readers a way to observe their bodies more carefully, connect symptoms with phases, and respond with targeted meals and routines rather than generalized advice. Thirdly, nutrition as a strategy for easing PMS symptoms and fatigue. The book repeatedly positions diet as a tool for reducing PMS symptoms and increasing energy, which is its clearest promise and most immediate appeal. Rather than treating PMS as an unavoidable burden, the guide suggests that food timing, food quality, and specific nutrient patterns can make the monthly experience less disruptive. This includes supporting stable energy, minimizing the crash and burn cycle that some women experience, and creating meals that feel more sustaining. The logic is straightforward: when blood sugar, digestion, and nutrient intake are more stable, the body may be better able to handle hormonal fluctuations. The book therefore speaks to readers who are tired of treating symptoms only after they appear. Its value lies in offering everyday dietary adjustments that can be used consistently rather than relying on occasional remedies. This makes the book especially relevant to women who want a natural starting point for feeling better, while still recognizing that more complex conditions may require medical evaluation. Fourthly, a practical educational guide rather than a theoretical hormone text, the Happy Hormone Guide is not mainly a medical textbook or a dense scientific analysis. Its strength is that it translates hormone concepts into accessible information and usable routines. The book explains female hormones and the endocrine system at a level intended for non-specialists, then follows that explanation with recipes and lifestyle guidance. That combination is important because many hormone resources either overemphasize science without implementation or offer lifestyle tips without explaining the biological reasoning behind them. Leparsky bridges the gap by making the educational component functional. Readers can understand why certain foods are recommended, not just what to eat. This practical orientation makes the book easier to apply in everyday life and more appealing to readers who want clarity without technical overload. It also helps the guide function as both an introduction to hormone health and a hands-on meal planning resource, which broadens its usefulness beyond a narrow cookbook audience. Lastly, an integrated wellness approach that combines food, lifestyle, and self-observation, although the book is strongly centered on nutrition. It presents hormone health as an integrated process that also involves lifestyle awareness. The underlying message is that hormonal well-being depends on more than isolated recipes. It requires paying attention to patterns, routines, and the body's changing needs across the month. That makes the guide more holistic than a simple plant-based cookbook, because it encourages readers to connect meals with bodily feedback, energy levels, and symptom patterns. This integrative approach is especially relevant for women who feel that standard wellness advice does not account for the cyclical nature of their experience. The book encourages a more observant and responsive relationship with the body, which can help readers notice triggers and support needs earlier. At the same time, the book remains grounded in daily action rather than abstract wellness language. Its emphasis on self-monitoring and routine makes the program feel practical, while its holistic framing gives it a broader value as a lifestyle guide for menstrual health. In conclusion, this book is best suited for women who want a structured, plant-based approach to hormone support, especially those dealing with PMS symptoms, low energy, or general cycle-related discomfort. It is also useful for readers who prefer practical nutrition guidance over heavily medicalized or supplement-heavy hormone advice. IKEA, one of its main strengths, is that it connects hormone education with actionable eating strategies, so the reader is not left with theory alone. The phase-specific organization gives the book a clearer framework than many general wellness titles, and that structure makes it easier to apply over time. What sets it apart from similar books is its combination of cycle awareness, plant-based cooking, and accessible hormone education in a single program. Instead of treating hormonal balance as a vague aspiration, it turns it into a repeatable daily practice. For readers open to dietary change as a first-line support strategy, the guide offers a focused and coherent starting point that is both educational and immediately usable. If you would like to support Shannon Leparski, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.